Our guest in the cafe this morning is, once again, we heard from him a few days ago, but Paul Voss with Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and Dee Hilton, who is the chairman of the Hunt County Transportation Plan. Fellas, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. How you doing, John Mark?
Doing good. We were talking about this this proposal for major improvement of Hunt County highways last time. This is a $24 million bond proposal that's being discussed, and of course this will be on the ballot November 8th.
That's correct.
And we got into some of the specifics of the projects, including Highway 24 here in Commerce and Farm Road 1570 in Greenville, state and federal funds going to be we expect will be part of this. Other counties have done this with good success.
That's correct. Parker County and Kaufman County are two counties that have done this and have leveraged the local dollars with state and federal funds. Kaufman was the most recent to do that. They passed a $52 million bond package, and they expect to be able to leverage that to about $200 million. Our proposal in Hunt County is $24.4 million. That we expect to leverage up to about $186 million.
Mm-hmm. And the effect on taxes would be what, Dee?
Well, currently the Hunt County debt service tax rate is 2.4 cents, roughly. That would increase up to about 1.4 cents if we have no growth. If we have growth, it'll probably increase a penny or less. So the increase is pretty minimal when you look at that, and you look at the opportunity to manage the growth that we expect to have instead of having it manage us.
And growth, by growth you refer to property?
Population growth is what you have to manage for transportation, because it's people that drive. But the growth in the tax base is what will hold down on the increase in the tax rate over the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the whole point of this is you're expecting large population growth to be coming this way.
Well, that's the case. One of the projects that we have in the bond proposal is to make the farm-to-market road that currently goes from cattle mills to the interstate there, where the pilot system is, and that would be a four-lane highway. D.R. Horton has announced plans to build 1,400 homes just north and east of that farm-to-market road. So that's the kind of growth that you have to plan for.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dee Hilton, and Dee is chairman of the Hunt County Transportation Plan, and Paul Voss is with the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, and the bond election is coming up on November 8th. This is a relatively new approach to developing highways in a county. But things have changed, and you can't rely on the Texas Highway Department to come in and just build those roads for you on a timely basis, really, can you?
Well, I think they'll do some of that.
Sure.
But they're trying to leverage their dollars also.
Yeah.
So this is a shared endeavor, and the local money is used for engineering, right-of-way acquisition, and utility relocation so that you get the projects shovel-ready, ready to build. And then the construction money comes from the state and federal sources.
Do we have any kind of timeline on all of this?
Well, the bonds would be sold starting in 2017, probably 4 years, four tranches of bonds as the design and engineering work is done, utility relocation is done, and the right-of-way acquisition is done. So the effect on the tax rate would not be immediate. It would be spread out over that four-year period.
Okay.
Well, one other project that affects Commerce is the study of doing a loop around the south and east side from 24 to 11 and back up to 24. That's a study that will be funded strictly by the bond proposal. We've got three or four studies included in the bond proposal, so that once these projects are complete, then we're ready to look at what comes next.
I guess there's a website where you can go and look at this stuff in detail, maps and what have you.
It's huntcountytransportationbond.com.
We'll send people to that, make a link to it, all
and
that.
And Commerce has a Facebook page?
On the Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. info@commerce-chamber.com.
Okay, good. Fellas, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again today.
Well, thank you. We enjoyed the morning.
D. Hilton with the Hutt County Transportation Plan. Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.